see what he writes.
Excerpt number 61 from the newspaper The Nation by Bala Sulam. It is a must for every nation to be strongly united within, so all the individuals within it are attached to one another by instinctive love. Moreover, each individual should feel that the happiness of the nation is one's own happiness, and the nation's decadence is one's own decadence. One should be willing to give one's all for the nation whenever needed. Otherwise, their right to exist as a nation in the world is doomed from the start. This does not mean that all the people in the nation, without exception, must be so. It means that the people of that nation who sense the harmony are the ones who make the nation, and the measure of happiness of the nation and sustainability are measured by their quality. And after a sufficient sum of individuals to the existence of the nation has been found, there can be a certain measure of loose limbs which are not connected to the body of the nation in the above mentioned measure, since the basis is already secured without them. Excerpt number 62 from newspaper The Nation by Bala Sulam. It's a shame to admit that one of the most precious merits we have lost during the exile, and the most important of them, is the loss of the awareness of the nationality, meaning that natural feeling that connects and sustains each and every nation. The threads of love that connect the nation, which are so natural and primitive in all the nations, have become degenerated and detached from our hearts, and they are gone. And worst of all, even the little we have left of the national love is not instilled in us positively as it is in all the nations. Rather, it exists within us on a negative basis. It is the common suffering that each of us suffers being a member of the nation. This has imprinted within us a national awareness and proximity, as with fellow sufferers. This is an external cause. As long as this external cause joined and blended with our natural national awareness, an odd kind of national love emerged and sparked off this jumble, unnatural and incomprehensible. And most important, it is completely unfit for its task. Its measure of warmth suffices only to an ephemeral excitement, but without the power and strength with which we can be rebuilt as a nation that carries itself. This is because a union that exists due to an outside cause is not at all a national union.